news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
No more food banks, baby, paychecks. No more food banks, baby, paychecks.
Furloughed federal workers took to the Hart Senate office building on Wednesday. In addition to the chanting, the workers held 33 minutes of silent protest, 1 minute for every day the shutdown has lasted. The Donald Trump government shutdown on Thursday reaches day 34. But Wednesday night brought Trump's first surrender to Nancy Pelosi as Trump backed down on his demand to deliver the State of the Union address next Tuesday. It was one of many fronts in the battle of wills between the president and the speaker. Although Pelosi had basically rescinded her original invitation to address a joint session of Congress, citing security concerns due to the shutdown, Trump ignored her and on Wednesday sent her a letter dismissing her explanation and postponement of the address, writing, quote, "Dear Madam Speaker, thank you for your letter of January 3rd, 2019, sent to me long after the shutdown began, inviting me to address the nation on January 29th as to the State of the Union. I then received another letter from you dated January 16th, 2019, wherein you expressed concerns regarding security due to the shutdown, even prior to asking. I was contacted by the Department of Homeland Security and the United States Secret Service to explain that there would be absolutely no problem regarding security with respect to the event. Accordingly, there are no security concerns regarding the State of the Union address. Therefore, I will be honoring your invitation and fulfilling my constitutional duty. I look forward to seeing you on the evening of January 29th in the chamber of the House of Representatives. It would be so very sad for our country if the State of the Union were not delivered on time, on schedule, and very importantly, on location." So that's what Trump ostensibly wrote. Obviously, somebody else helped him write it because there were no spelling errors. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi responded with a letter of her own, which Trump was made aware of by a reporter at a press pool spray.
"Mr. President, Nancy Pelosi just responded and she said she will not consider a concurrent resolution to have you come to the House on January 29th to deliver the State of the Union. Your response to the House Speaker?"
"I'm not surprised. It's really a shame. What's happening with the Democrats? They've become radicalized. They don't want to see crime stop, which we can very easily do on the southern border. And it really is a shame what's happening with the Democrats. This will go on for a while. Ultimately, the American people will have their way because they want to see no crime. They want to see what we're doing. Like today, we lowered prescription drug prices first time in 50 years. They want to see that. The Democrats would never have been able to do that. So we're all working very hard. We'll have to respond to it. We'll respond to it in a timely manner."
That part about lowering drug prices is an outright lie. Just doing my part and calling him out on them. But back to Pelosi's response. She sent a letter that read thusly: "Dear Mr. President, when I extended an invitation on January 3rd for you to deliver the State of the Union address, it was on the mutually agreed upon date, January 29th. At that time, there was no thought that the government would still be shut down. In my further correspondence of January 16th, I said we should work together to find a mutually agreeable date when government has reopened. And I hope that we can still do that. I am writing to inform you that the House of Representatives will not consider a concurrent resolution authorizing the President's State of the Union address in the House chamber until government has opened. Again, I look forward to welcoming you to the House on a mutually agreeable date for this address when government has been opened," Nancy Pelosi repeated over and over again. Then, at 11:12 p.m. on Wednesday night, Trump raised that white flag of surrender, via Twitter, of course, where he said of Pelosi's decision to change the date of the State of the Union, quote, "This is her prerogative." Now, since he spelled prerogative correctly, I'm guessing someone else drafted this tweet as well that continued, "I will do the address when the shutdown is over." Next up, two votes in the Senate on competing proposals to end the shutdown: Trump's offer to extend DACA and TPS protections for 3 years, and the Democrats' clean continuing resolution that would fund government for 3 weeks and, more importantly, get the federal employees paid. Both are expected to fail. Now, if you were stocking up on popcorn for the February 7th congressional testimony of former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen, well, you're probably out of luck. Cohen on Wednesday indefinitely postponed his scheduled testimony, citing, quote, ongoing threats against his family from the President of the United States and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. That sounds like witness tampering to me, and it's against the law. Democrats are looking at issuing subpoenas to get Cohen's testimony. And finally, it's another day in America. At least five people were shot to death in a bank in Central Florida. Police say a 21-year-old man entered a SunTrust bank in Sebring, which is about 85 miles south of Orlando, and started shooting before barricading himself in the bank. The suspect later surrendered and was arrested. There is no word yet on a motive. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.